Maria Soto, S-O-T-O, that's 11-24-81, 44-year-old woman comes in today because of cough, cold, congestion, sputum production. Children have all been sick, period. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. She has a history of diabetes, she's disappointed with her physician. Her A1C is controlled, but she wants to switch to a different doctor because of a conversation regarding eye exam, regarding kidney problems, regarding the fact that she's not on ARB or ACE inhibitor, period, in the paragraph. This 44-year-old woman works for the Cleveland ISD. She works in the kitchen. She has four children, period. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink alcohol, period. Last period, 11-20-25, allergy, none. Family history, hypertension, asthma, high cholesterol, diabetes, no cancer of any sort. Reported mammogram was done February this year. Last A1C was 6.1. She thinks eye exam has been scheduled. Review of system, has had no chest pain, shortness of breath. She does snore. She does have symptoms of hypersomnia. Epworth score is right around 12 to 14. Sleep study will be ordered at this time, period. Medication, rovastatin / Crestor, 10 milligram a day. Metformin, 1,000 milligram once a day. And singular, 10 milligram a day. We'll celebrate 200 milligram as needed, period. The patient was recently sent in this office with history of shoulder pain, was status post-injection, and Celebrex doing much better. That's not a problem at this time, period. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress, period. Patient reports no hematemesis, hematochism, no seizures or convulsions, period. Knee paragraph. The metformin is 1,000 twice a day, by the way. Knee paragraph. Patient's findings were discussed with her at length before leaving, period. Patient also now would like to switch to our office as their primary care office, and for this reason, blood work was obtained, period. Review of system as above, 214 pounds, no significant change in her weight, 98%, 9602 sat, 98 temperature, respirations 18, pulse 96, 134 over 80 is blood pressure. Heart pulses, one pulse is 2, lungs are clear, abdomen softened. Skin shows no rash, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red, inflammatory, non-focal, anterior chain lymphadenopathy noted. Number 1, sinusitis. Number 2, bronchitis. Number 3, patient doesn't smoke. Number 4, treat with Bromfidm, Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospak. Number 5, blood work obtained. Number 6, A1C was 6.1 before, we'll recheck. Next number, I added lisinopril, 5 milligram as a renal protector. Next number, her kidneys look normal. On the exam, next number, on the ultrasound, next number, patient was talked about, we talked about activity level, we talked about losing weight. Next number, we're going to set her up for a sleep study. Next number, she may be a GLP-1, but I thought it was too much to discuss with her at length, and I'm going to discuss that with her later. Next number, sleep study will tell us if she does have sleep apnea, and she needs for CPAP. Next number, shoulder pain resolved. Next number, fatty liver as above. Next number, DJD. Next number, leg pain, arm pain, multifactorial related to her work. Next time, if she doesn't improve, she may need a chest x-ray. Next time is history of headache. Next time is lymphadenopathy noted in the cervical region. Next number, echocardiogram shows no evidence of LVH. Next time is mild RVH noted. Next time is minimal carotid stenosis noted in the carotid ultrasound. This was done in the face of diabetes. Next number, loss of limb, renal failure, and other sequelae of diabetes discussed with patient. Next number is patient will keep the appointment with the eye doctor as well. Next number is we'll call patient with the lab results as soon as available. Thank you.